Sean Dion Hamilton.
What are your thoughts on the Tennessee rivalry?
I mean, you know what? I was already thinking about him when I was running off the field. I mean, every single fight song, that's all I was talking about. It's Rocky Top week. So it definitely lights a matchup in the arena. You can go a little bit harder at practice this week.
You were singing Rocky Top to yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that song?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know all the words?
I'm not even the only player who knows a lot of the words. I'm sure a lot of my teammates know them also. I mean, we always sing it. So it's gonna be a pretty fun week.
What are you here for us now?
Yeah, get fired up.
Just a little verse.
I'll sing you on Saturday.
Hold you to that.
Do you feel that this rivalry has been competitive these last few years? I mean, you know, even since Nick's been here, I mean, y'all have dominated the series, but has it been competitive?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely competitive. I mean, you know, in the ACC, I mean, every game's competitive. And I mean, one thing, I mean, you saw everybody, like, a lot of top teams lost this weekend in college football. So, I mean, then it been a rivalry game. Like, they're going to come out ready to play. I mean, so, you know, we got to have a good week of practice.
How come you guys have more sacks than the outside backers?
Well, I mean, you know, probably because, you know, the defensive coordinator is our position coach, so he puts us in position to make plays more than them, so.
Do you guys, does Saban bring it up or do y'all bring it up to each other? You had a lot of upsets last week, probably involving teams that didn't come out and play like they expect to play. Does that affect y'all? Does that kind of refocus y'all?
I mean, well, you know, Coach Saban always, you know, preaches to us. It's about us, you know, it's about the other team. No matter who you play, you know, you can only control what you can control. So, you know, it just shows, you know, like I always say, you know, any team can get beat on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday in college football. So, got to come ready to play.
You just passed the midpoint of the season. You know, what do you feel like this team's identity is right now? And do you still need work on that as a team?
Oh, yeah. Our identity isn't all the way set yet. I mean, we haven't played the most complete game that we can. So, I mean, I know how good this team could possibly be. So, you know, we just got to keep on taking strides in the right direction.
That's a defense. What did you see from Richard on Saturday and just week by week? How much have you seen him just getting back to himself since suffering that injury?
I mean, he's definitely progressing and doing a lot better, you know, getting even more and more comfortable. So, I'm just glad, you know, he's back on the field, you know, that leadership and that passion, you know, he's always bringing that.
As a defense, do you guys change your goals when you know you're going against an experienced quarterback? What do you guys try to do to rattle a guy that doesn't have much experience?
Well, I mean, you know, we try to affect the quarterback, you know, show different looks, things like that. But, I mean, I'm sure, you know, quarterback played against a good South Carolina defense. So, I'm sure he's going to make some corrections and, you know, be ready to play against us on Saturday.
Does it matter that y'all don't have a ton of film on him like you didn't have a ton of film on Cole Kelly? Does that make a difference at all?
I mean, not really. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we can only control what we control.
Is there any certain thing that motivates you personally, not the team? Does it come from you, from the coaches, from the players, or something else?
I'd probably say, you know, just the guys playing here in the past, you know, the legacy a lot of those older guys left, you know, just trying to make this team play to the standard that those guys before us set. So just week in, week out, you know, we try to dominate each team.
What kind of challenges does their running back Kelly present for you guys?
He's really good. I mean, I saw a clip of him stiff arming a couple of guys. I mean, he's probably one of the best backs in the ACC.
Have you ever been stiff arming like that?
I can't even recall. I don't remember. But I mean, like I said, he's a pretty good back. So you know, we have to do a lot of tackling drills to get ready for him on Saturday.
What about Damian? You know, you guys don't tackle to the ground in practice, but way he breaks tackles, what's that like? You know, how hard would that be?
You know, Damian, he's a tough runner, you know. Like I said before, you know, he's taking his game to the next level. And, you know, it definitely helps us, you know, tackling him at practice, you know, when it comes to tackling another back in the SEC.
Is he more physical this year than in the past?
Yeah, he's, I think Damian, he's even been practicing a little bit better than he was last year. So, I mean, all the Monday through Thursday is carrying over to Saturday for him.
That's Smokey.